Hey there. So glad that you're here because today we're going to be facing off with our feelings about our purpose. And does God have a purpose for you? And I have such a special guest, Stephanie Gass, today. She is just phenomenal at helping women understand their calling, their gifting, and also how to really even monetize it and make it into a business. I love her heart for women, and I couldn't think of anybody better than to help you face off with your feelings regarding God's purpose for you. If you're anything like me, there's these little voices in your head that will come and say, well, you're just not doing a good job. Or, did God really call me to do this? I think often we kind of question, and the enemy comes in to really get us to question, I just don't even know what I'm doing anymore. Am I doing the right things? But Stephanie, again, she's going to come in and encourage you, equip you on how to really discover your purpose. She's going to help you uncover your God-led callings. She loves helping women create kingdom businesses, launch podcasts, and monetize them using courses and coaching. So she is a PJ all-day enthusiast, which I'm pretty much down for as well. I can be party on the top, PJ on the bottom. That's just the way that I am. I love all of you that love to wear jeans. My husband loves to wear jeans. He can sleep in jeans. Me? No. No, thank you. I'd rather have party on the top, PJs on the bottom. Today, even today's topic is, again, so important. If you wrestle with purpose, if you questioned your calling, if you don't even know how to discover what your purpose is. And sometimes we need to spend time facing off with these feelings to get to the root of it. Because sometimes we feel stuck, but really we're just paralyzed. And I want to make sure that you snag a copy of my new book, Face Off With Your Feelings, to be able to help you process through your feelings, your emotions. I want you to break up with the lies of your past and break up with the lies of the enemy, convincing you that you're not good enough, that you don't know what you're doing, and that you never will be. So make sure you head to jessicahuddle.com. Thanks for hanging out with me and hitting follow here on the podcast app. Okay, now let's go ahead and get to the interview. Stephanie, I am so excited that you're here with us just for your yes. I know that you're a powerhouse in this topic of goals, clarity, and we're going to be talking about that, of just helping you listeners get from basically to point A so that they feel confident and with courage to be able to step forward in the basically, you know, the information age that we live in, and how our voices kind of feel like they drown sometimes in the midst of all the other voices. So Stephanie, why don't you just share why this is like your passion point and why you love talking about this?
Yeah. Well, hello. Hi, everybody. I'm so excited to be here today. And I think the biggest thing that makes me super passionate about clarity work is that I think society has put all of these beliefs in us that we're predestined to do something, right? That our parents tell us, or that society tells us, or that we go to school for, or whatnot, instead of, oh my goodness, you know, you've been created on purpose with a purpose from the creator himself. And all of these gifts, these inherent gifts that you have, your spiritual gifts, your vocational gifts, your life's trials, your experiences, every single part of who you are, that equals your purpose work. I mean, and our purposes are all the same, right? It's to glorify God. But the clarity inside of that is what you were created to do that glorifies God and that glorifies the kingdom. So I'm so passionate about that because I walked in the world's way for so long, right? And you're like, I'm unfulfilled. I'm trying, I'm striving, right? I'm trying to hit that achievement, that recognition. I'm trying to find love in all these other places, when just hidden inside of clarity of what God created you for is peacefulness. It is the floodgates bursting open in your life and in your purpose work. And it's on the other side of that surrender into what he's asking you to be. So I think it's because I lived the other way, and I know what it feels like to walk in clarity with him. And so, yeah, I'm super passionate about it.
Yeah, no, I was the girl that always had like one foot in, one foot out. So I'm like kingdom, business, and that's really hard to straddle the line of the two because you have one in each and you're trying to operate in both versus just the kingdom way, which everything obviously flows into that. And right. I think when we hear the word purpose, people are like, yeah, I know that sounds great. I know that God has given me a purpose. But when it comes to clarity, I think a lot of times we don't talk about what people need to start with and what they need to avoid, because a lot of things out there are like, you need to build a following and build this thing and they'll come and maybe then you'll figure it out. So what are some things that people can practically do that it's like, do these things to help you get that clarity and don't do these things so that they don't distract you?
Great question. I think we, as entrepreneur-hearted women, you know, business women, we're like, cool. So I'm seeking clarity. Where are the tacticals? You know, like, oh, maybe I'm supposed to market on Pinterest. Maybe I'm supposed to do this. Oh, somebody said to get an app, to get ads going. Great. Like none of that is going to bring you clarity because those are the things that grow once you have clarity. You know, those are how we scale. Well, we can't get to a position of scaling until we already have the clarity. So we have to rewind all the way back and we have to begin with step one. And that's one of the number one mistakes that we make is that we try to do something that just makes us money. That's mistake number one. Mistake number two is that we go after the tactical solutions. That's mistake number two. And mistake number three is that you just stay where you are. You just stay stuck the entire time. And you're like, well, I'm already doing this thing. So I guess I can't be what God's asking me to be, or I don't know how I would do that, or that doesn't make sense, or I'm not qualified. So those are the three mistakes that I see women sitting in all the time. So to not go and get stuck in those mistakes, we have to go all the way back. And we first have to begin with the invitation. And like, that may sound so simple and you're going like, cool, but have you actually done that? Have you sat down with you and the Lord and said, God, I'm here for this. Like I am ready and willing to be your mouth, your feet, your spirit, your hands here. I need to know what I've been created to do. Lay that path, you know, beneath my feet, like Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, right? They're plans to prosper you, not to harm you, to give you hope and a future. That's everything. And we get to stand on that verse because it's a promise. But until you make the invitation, the gentleman that God is just hanging out. Like I'm waiting for you to get out of the way because my way is bigger and better than your way ever could be. So we have to begin with the invitation, those active prayer, you and God have a connection. You can speak directly to him and you can hear back from him. And that was such a mindset shift for me and like a revelation of, oh, like I'm not just talking to this elusive thing, right? Like I have a two-way street here, but it begins with me, right? Come close to God and he will come closer to you. And so it's the invitation, number one. Then number two, you're not going to hear like I said, you'll hear from God, but honey, okay. It's like, it's whispers. It's through other people. It's through verses. Sometimes it's a Holy Spirit nudge. Like you have to be so tuned into the clues and then you have to step out in faith. You're not going to know the outcome. And this is the hardest part for entrepreneurial women. We want to know the outcome so badly. We want to control the process. Yeah. That's why we keep giving up over and over again before we get anywhere. So that second piece is take messy action, try, do, take what you heard from God and begin. And then you look up again and go, redirect me. Where am I at? Give me a pulse, because he's constantly pivoting with us, right? Like, and we don't want to shift into operating from a flesh and ourselves. We want to stay synced up with God as the CEO of our business. So it's constantly recalibrating and inventorying with God. Am I on the right path? Am I on the right path? And you guys, 9 years as a full-time entrepreneur, right? 9 years. Now, until year six or seven, I really wasn't yoked up with the Lord the way that I am now. But three years of him just, you're on the right path, but whoop, we're just going to recalibrate you. Oh, you're ready for this now. Boop. Gave me the next thing. So I'm sure you have feedback on that.
Yeah, no, I think that's very tangible, because if we actually take the time to look back, we can see the steps that we've grown, but we're always kind of basically destroying ourselves, so to speak, with our words, because we think we're not good enough. And that goes into a whole other topic. And something that came to my mind was, you know, God's not going to get louder because the world gets louder. Mm.
You know, you think we're just waiting for him to kind of yell at us so that we turn the direction. And there might be people that come in that speak that you don't want to hear. Like you said, like he's going to speak through people. He's going to speak through his word, but he's still that still small voice. So he doesn't get louder just because the world gets louder. And I think that really goes into my next question for you, because I often hear, well, I'm just going to wait until I figure it out. I'm just going to wait until I completely hear everything that I'm supposed to do before I go. And I'm not saying that prayer is like a cop out at all. I think sometimes we say that we're praying, but we're really afraid to actually move in that direction, even though we know that he's already said, like, create that post or, you know, talk to that person. What's the balance between action and waiting?
Yeah, that's such a great question. You know, for me, and I'm probably the opposite, you know, I'm like, I'm going to go. And then the Lord's like, excuse me, that was you, not me. I'm like, oh, sorry about that.
I think that's me too. I think that's me too.
I'm like a big action taker. And then you have those that are the waiting people. Mm-hmm. And so what we have to do is we have to find our middle ground. And I think what that means is first being willing to admit which one you are. Like, are you the waiter? Are you the doer? Are you the action taker? And when you recognize which one of those you are, pray that God would put into your spirit a spirit of prayerful waiting, right? If you're a big action taker, like, Lord, put inside of me a spirit of prayerful waiting so that I know and that I can hear from you. If you're a prayerful person, before you take action, pray for a spirit of action when the time is right. He'll give you those prompts. We have to constantly ask for what we need from him. Ask and you shall receive it, right? And these are things you're asking for that better the kingdom. So he wants you to ask for these things. So that's the first thing, is ask for his help. And then the other piece of this is, whichever one is uncomfortable for you, that's what you need to do more of, right? Like, it's uncomfortable for me to sit and wait, which is exactly why I have to delete the apps every weekend, which is exactly why I have to force myself to wait 24 hours for a big decision, which is exactly why, because I don't want to. But that's the test, you know, it's the test of faith. And then for those of you who are the prayer and you're like, well, I'm waiting for the big sign, you know, well, I challenge you, how are you ever going to hear from God if you aren't taking the action? And the other piece of this is, like, we're called to do good works. So while we're in the waiting, we can still try things. We can still step out. We can still begin, but constantly every single day, is this right, Lord? Like, and I'm like, God, just slam that door in my face. You know, if this is not it and I'm not on the right track, slam it. The door has been slammed so many times. And the other prayer is, if this is right, I need you to just shove me through an open door. Like, make it so abundantly clear for me, God, that I'm walking in what you're calling me to do. And he will. Mm-hmm. So maybe that helps.
Yeah, no, that's good. And I would love for you to even speak into the idea that for both sides of when they get it wrong, how it's okay, because that's the ultimate fear of doing. And then the other side is, we're so afraid we're going to miss it, so we go.
Yeah. Oh, girls, you know, we are so refined by the fire. Like, if I talk about a little bit about my journey, I'll show you one huge example of this. I wanted to be a successful entrepreneur, right? And I didn't bring it to God first. I wasn't allowing him to be the CEO of this business. And this was 9 years ago. And I chased after what I thought would make me money, which, remember, was mistake number one. When I talked about the mistakes, it was, I'll just pick something that'll make me money. Joined a network marketing company, no shade to MLM, but for me, it was just all my eggs in someone else's basket. I built this huge empire. I was making all of this money, all of these trips. It became a massive idol in my life. All of my worthiness was tied into this company. And I had made it, you know, if you're looking at me on social or all these people, like, wow, you know, oh my gosh, you had a $60,000 bonus check this month. And I'd walk the stage and, like, and I thought, okay, this is what it equals. But the more I got, I still felt this constant unfulfillment, this, like, discontentment. I'm like, why do I feel this way? And what happened was, you know, and God wastes nothing. The company did a rebrand, all these things happened. It crumbled underneath me. And in one year, all of that cash flow was gone. And we had to borrow money from my son's savings accounts to pay the bills. My husband had to sell his Harley Davidson to pay the bills. Like, there was no cash flow left. I was 60 pounds overweight with a newborn, having panic attacks, and no money was left, and my identity was crushed. And in that moment, because it was wrong, because the way I built it was wrong, not that it was wrong, the way I did it was wrong. I let myself lead the way. I promise if I had been praying that entire time and letting God be the CEO, he would have directed my steps, whatever that would have meant. It would have looked very different. But because I was being the leader of this situation, there was a lesson to be learned, right? We have to seek for discipline. It's Hebrews 12:11. All discipline for the moment seems not to be joyful. Yet to those who have been trained by it, it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness. Like, I was disciplined. And in that breakdown, full breakdown, I call it my Britney Spears year. Y'all remember when she had the umbrella and she was like, smashing the windshield. Like, okay. I turned to him. I'm like, I don't know who I am anymore. If I'm not this success story, I'm nothing. And had all of this revelation in that 1 year period that I'm not what I do. I'm loved for who I am. And it's okay that I'm not my work. And it's okay to rest. And it's okay to put your family and your health first. It's okay to let business not be everything. It's okay to not have achievement-based love. Like, it's all of these things. And so my point of sharing this story with you is that things are not going to work out for you. You're not going to just step out and be like, this is it, and not experience failure or breakdown or the months that are really hard or somebody leaving your team or you doing something that isn't perfectly aligned for you, because inside of all of those are lessons. You're being refined by the fire for the ultimate purpose work that you're going to walk other people through. So here's the beauty of that. Here's how God's got jokes, right? I go through that in 2016 and look what I do now. Like, I help women get clarity on their calling work, often after they keep experiencing breakdown over breakdown, like business crumbling over. I'm like, it's because you're not doing what you've been called to do. You're picking something random. You're throwing spaghetti at the wall and seeing what sticks. Or worst of all, you're staying where you are. And I had to walk through those things so that I would get her. So your breakdowns, look forward to them, because the lessons inside of them are pure gold.
No, that's all so good. Thanks for sharing even more of your story of that. Because I think so many women can find themselves in that story, no matter motherhood, business, their bodies. Like, we all have breakdowns in very specific areas. And I always say too, I fully believe, like, exactly what you said about purpose and clarity is the things I help women with now is because I already went through them. I mean, they're like two steps ahead, one step ahead, 10 steps ahead. And that is ultimately, like I say, like, if you've been healed, heal others. You know, like, if you've been redeemed from sexual abuse or what, like, you get to heal others.
Yes.
And that's the beauty of it. And we think it has to be so big. And like you said, this like cloud comes down. I always say like the doves, like Jesus got, like, I never got the doves, you know, like the parting. But it's those faithful steps of walking out. And I think nowadays with social media, we think that our whole business, everything that we do is limited, whether we have followers or the engagement. It's like God's economy is only based on your engagement, you know? And can you just talk to women about this, like how one, you built your business now, even with your podcast, and how you can basically build businesses that are not surrounded by social media, but they can be a tool. And I think that would really help just breathe some fresh air into some women of their follower count and likes, engagement, all that stuff.
That's so good. Now be careful, because this is where I get fiery. Okay. I'm like,
I think you're already fiery. So you brought the fire. It's okay. Yeah. Like, you bring the fire.
Beware. This phone. Okay, guys, like your phone, I actually believe that it is the enemy's favorite tool to put you inside of a prison. And there are little invisible walls that come all around your phone and surround you. And you are choosing to stay in a prison with invisible walls and stare at it all day long. And yet your kids come knocking at the doors of that prison and you don't open it. And your business comes knocking and you don't open it because you're too busy looking for instant gratification that you're getting from a tiny serotonin boost that the enemy says, stay with me.
Yeah.
There's something wrong with that. And why is it that we're so afraid and we're so anxious to put it away, to delete the apps?
Yeah.
If that's happening for you, I have a newsflash. It's an idol in your life. And we are called to cast down idols. We are called to turn away from the things that are keeping us bondage, keeping us hostage from pursuing God. If we're staring at this more than we are in our Bible, more than we are in prayer, I challenge you. I hope that you're feeling some type of way right now, because that's on purpose. That's the stirring of the Holy Spirit saying, put it down. And so to those of you hearing this, you're like, but I run a business. I have to be on social media. Newsflash, I have built a $500,000 business without Instagram, without Facebook. I never ran an ad until 1 month ago to build that to this level. Okay. Like, what I'm telling you is there's other ways for you to do this that are going to give you so, by the way, I do that in 26 hours a week. If I was staring at Instagram for 3 to 4 to 7 to 8 of those hours, and I know that some of you were doing that, this is not to condemn you or judge you, because I was you, but I had to take my life back from that. And I'll tell you how in a minute. But what happens is when we find a way to build that's one to many instead of one to one, and not even one to one, because guess what? Facebook and Instagram, they own you. You post up a reel that took you an hour to make. The algorithm allows you to rock and roll for 10 hours, honey. Yeah. 10 hours. You get whatever, 4,000 views if you're lucky. What do those views do? Do they convert? Where do they go? Do they directly link to your bank account to Impact for the Kingdom? I don't think so. I think what's happening is that you feel good. I know. I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry. And so let me challenge you for a minute. If you could use that same hour and you could build something that's one to many, for me and my students, it's podcasting. Okay. I teach you how to podcast, how to scale and grow an organic audience from behind a mic, PJs all day. Okay. You have your LaCroix, your kombucha, you're chilling. It's, you could pause it when your kid comes in and talks that they got to poop, throws fruit snacks at you, you know, like this is the dream. And you use that same hour for a podcast episode. That episode lives on infinitely. There's no algorithm. Somebody types in Christian entrepreneur, guess which podcast comes up? Mine. And it's number one or number two every single time, because my content is SEO optimized. My title, I teach my students all of these tricks to get their podcast to start showing up in a big way. I don't have to use Instagram to grow. I actually think that Instagram does zero for scaling and growing a business. All that you would use it for is to engage the people who already follow you, which fine, you could, but there's better places to even do that. Like Facebook groups work way better for me, and Facebook is not such a time suck. Or I could get rid of that completely and just use my email list and not even have to have a social platform at all. Mm-hmm. So in a nutshell, you get clarity, right? What am I called to do? I have a super cool formula for figuring that out. I can tell you guys about that. I have a free workshop too. Then you go into, I'm going to start a podcast. That's after you have clarity. Okay. We can't start a podcast like, oh, that sounds fun. I'll talk about whatever. It's not going to convert. You have to know what I do. What do I sell? How do I help people? What are my content pillars? What are these keywords I'm going to use? Then you figure out how to monetize the podcast. That's step three. And what I teach my students is courses, e-courses. Why? 100% passive revenue. And you're solving someone else's problems with something you know, right? Remember, Jessica and I were talking about, you've already walked through all these things. That's what you're called to help with. Now, you could also coach. You could do group programs. You could have eBooks. I don't care what you pick to monetize. The beauty is your podcast is where the limitless leads come from. So maybe you're thinking, oh my gosh, great. That sounds good. Like, how do I get rid of my addiction to social media? This is a little bit of a sidebar, but I just feel led to say this. Somebody
needed please
to
do. Today.
It's that number one, you have to start by breaking the addiction. Okay. And just with any other addiction, it's really hard. It doesn't matter if you're addicted to alcohol, if you're addicted to shopping, if you're addicted to an eating disorder, if you're addicted to porn, I don't care what you're addicted to. Breaking that addiction is extremely hard. And the first thing is asking God to release you, right? Lord God, release me and break me free from this addiction, this idol in my life. Remove the veil from my eyes. Show me what I need to see here. Show me the truth about what this is doing to myself and my family. And then give me the power to break this addiction, Lord. And he will. And then you have to take action. Remember, we prayerfully seek, and then we take action. And so what I did is I started deleting the app on weekends. Now, the first weekend I was forced because my phone broke and I was literally going through like massive withdrawals. I was like, I need to drive 2 hours. We were out of town. I'm like, I've got to drive 2 hours to the mall and buy a new phone. And my husband's like, what is wrong with you? I like couldn't handle it. And he's like, we're not doing that. And so I wanted to like take his phone and log in, but I knew he'd think I was crazy. So I just like, oh, you know, I white knuckled it out all weekend. Something happened day two. I was like, oh my gosh, there's this freedom about me. Like I can hear people for the first time. Like I'm seeing for the first time. Like I've been in this cloud. I've been in prison. It was the most crazy feeling. And that was about 4 years ago. And after that happened, I started intentionally deleting it every single weekend. Now, some weekends I would stay on or whatever, but then I'd feel this discomfort, like, ugh, like I felt the addiction creeping back. So I deleted again. I'm to the point now where I get on Instagram, guys, 3 times a week for like 10 minutes. I answer my DMs. My team puts my stories up for me. And I know not everybody's at that point, but you will be. I don't even care about it anymore. I had to start by breaking the addiction. Okay. So what can you do to begin? And it doesn't work to limit your time. You'll just click the ignore button. You must absolutely delete it. And I would challenge each and every one of you listening to this right now, commit to doing it for 1 weekend. Okay. And if something doesn't shift in your heart, great. But I can guarantee you that you're going to feel something change in your heart and in your life by laying that down for the Lord for 1 weekend. Okay. Think of it as a fast. I'm going to fast from social media for a weekend. You'll never go back. My entire community, everybody, we all sign off on Friday. We'll meet each other back on Monday. It's so liberating. It's so life-changing. And you know what's funny? Some of them never come back. And I tell them, and they have built, P.S., some of my most successful students have done it after they deleted Instagram. So, and take Instagram interchangeably, whatever that is for you. Is it TikTok? Is it whatever? I don't, you know, whichever one it is, you know what I mean, girl. So there's my 2 cents. Whoever needed to hear that, there you go.
No, it's good. I totally agree with you as far as it's like a haze, because for the last 3 weeks, I've been on this social media. It's not a detox. I don't want it to be like just signing off like some people do and then come back and everything's the same.
Yeah.
I was like, so my friend and I are doing this accountability where we box each other. Like I have seen, like I started cooking different foods for my husband. Like it's like this haze that you don't even know that you're in until you go to the other side, because like, so you get so many political views, so many, you know, theological views, and all of a sudden you're almost uncertain now of what do I believe? What do I stand on? And that's not direct. It's just that you're taking in so much information. And so I highly suggest that. And to add to yours of deleting the app is to find something new, one thing new that brings you joy. So going to get involved in community, because I think the addiction comes when we feel alone.
Yeah.
And we're not talking to anybody, right? We're not going to church. We're not doing a small group. We're not doing anything. And so finding something, whether it's a Frisbee club or a local church or something, to where you realize like the phone isn't as important as we thought it was. I just wanted to piggy that off of you. So
how long is your social media
I still have been showing up, but differently. So I don't have the phone, like app on my phone at all during the week. I delete it every time I'm done using it. So I'll pop on delete. Like, so if it's 10 minutes, like you said, a reel, yes. I'm like, why did a reel just take me 20 minutes to create? So I just delete it after that. I'm like, I don't want it put on my phone. And so for me, none of them. I don't have Pinterest. I don't have Facebook. I don't have Instagram, none of that. And it's been about 3 weeks and I realized there's still reprogramming, because I've been an entrepreneur for 11 years with an MLM. And a lot of the things I've learned over the years as an entrepreneur is the rules, like 5 days a week, this time to post, like all of these things I've had to basically break and shatter of what, you know, social media is supposed to be so that you can grow and build. And I've lost clarity because of social media, which is why I wanted you to really address that of actually how it can hinder us versus help us. So thank you so much, Stephanie. You're welcome. So much wisdom for you. Do you have any last words of wisdom to share with us before we log off?
Yeah, I think this is one of my favorite things to leave people with. It's look, you know, we're all growing. We're all trying to do our best. We're all trying to show up for the Lord. We're, you know, and those of you that are crying into your like LaCroix right now, you're like, I'm like addicted to social media, you guys. It's okay, right? Remember that we all make mistakes. We've all been there. We've all started from zero. We've all grown and then crumbled and started over. And so here's the thing. No one is perfect. Jesus was the only perfect person. And so all we can do is know that we're going to have failure, but know that we can be redeemed. Know that every day is a new day to say yes and amen to the Lord's plan for you and to just enjoy the journey. There is no ultimate outcome. There really isn't. The ultimate outcome is your salvation. And praise God, we're already there. So what a beautiful freedom that we get to walk in, knowing that there's no pressure here. There's no pressure to hit a certain dollar amount. There's no pressure to have a certain number of followers. The only pressure in your life is to find freedom from what the world is trying to constrain you and keep you held hostage to, and find freedom in what God is calling you to become. And that takes some hard decisions, and it takes going against the grain, and it takes saying no to a lot of things that people you care and love and walk with are doing. Yeah. You have got to be different. You've got to become the weirdo. Yeah. And then you've just got to live it out every day and prayerfully consult with God as the CEO of your business, your life, your marriage, your motherhood, your body, your mindset, everything. Be in communication with Him every day, all day. I hope every hour of the day, because your life will be transformed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So good. One last quick question I love to ask the listeners is, what is one lie that you right now are transforming? So I like to know, what lie are you believing that you are transforming into a truth right now?
Wow, that's good. Let's see. I think the lie is that I have to control those around me, or I have some semblance of control of those around me, and carrying that anxiety of those that don't believe yet, or they're not walking in a relationship, or the fear around my children, right? You want to control those things. And my rewriting of that lie is that God loves my family, my friends, more than I do. And so I'm free to hand that burden to Him and pray for them and love them, but not to carry it. And when you realize that, right, like, it's such a breath of fresh air and you're so much lighter. So that's what I'm working on.
Amen. Thank you for sharing. I always love that little tidbit because it also helps us even more, like, she's real.
Yeah.
You know, like, she's real. She still struggles, you know? Totally. So thank you so much, Stephanie. Where do you want people to go? And I'll make sure I have all the links below.
Yeah. So I have a podcast, and I think that's a great place to come hang out, learn hours and hours. We have over 300 episodes on the Stephanie Gass Show. And my name is spelled Stephanie Gass. And then I have a free clarity workshop. I think that's a great place to get started if you're sitting here going, what was I created to do? I want to get clarity so I can build a profitable online business. That workshop would be a great place. And that's at stephaniegass.com. And the button's at the top, free workshop. Yeah.
Perfect. So I'll make sure I have the link below so you guys can just click it, go follow her on podcast, which we can say now, follow, not subscribe. So
right.
Go follow her and get her workshop. So thank you so much again, Stephanie. I appreciate your time.
You're welcome. Bye, everyone.